Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. I'd like to know how everybody's doing today. Nice sunny day for me, I guess, today. It was a little bit cloudy in Tennessee, but it was sunny in Marion. I know that much is happening. It's hotter than heck in Marion. All right. Here's some new news today, guys. We got some news from Fox News that's covering the media coverage of West Point ramp walk. Let's just check it out. See what's up with this. They had a picture of Trump's face, so let's see what's up.
This is after.
Here we go, guys.
Inspecting little areas of a building that was very exciting. Actually, it's beautiful, very old. Studied a lot of our great generals, some of our presidents, and went there. West Point is beautiful, right on the Hudson River. After an hour, we land, do some more inspections, and they say, "Sir, are you ready?" "Yes, Sam." So we walk like the equivalent of about three blocks, which is fine. We go on stage, which is fine. They make speeches, then I make a speech.
Which is fine.
Maybe 45 minutes, maybe longer, a long time. The sun is pouring down on me. Okay?
This is Trump.
But they said to me before the speech, "Sir, would you like to salute each cadet, each single cadet, or maybe they'll be in groups of two. Would you like to salute like this?" Yes. Like this. Almost 600 times. You know what that is? 600 times! Thank God they were in twos. Because let me tell you, you do that 600 times, you go home and you say, it's like a workout without a weight, right?
You know what, guys? I am not going to play this utter on my damn show. This was just completely utter. I don't know why in the hell I thought that would be something good to watch, but I was wrong. Every once in a while that happens. So, let's get to some real news. Like, let's do this one.
"Hey everybody, it's Tony Robinson. Listen, are you up for a challenge? I mean a real challenge, one where you're able to turn your
Yes, we are live, just watching the rally with you. The first rally in a long time in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a state. Not a full house, maybe about two-thirds full, but that makes sense. I wonder, did we have some bad people outside?"
"We had some very bad people outside. We had some very bad people outside. They were doing bad things."
"Yes, very bad people. He started early with the Sleepy Joe stuff, and why wouldn't he?" "Uh-huh. Do you ever notice that Biden often gets the states wrong?"
"Do you ever notice that Biden oftentimes gets the state wrong? He's in Iowa and he says it's good to be in Idaho." No, you're in Iowa. "He's in New Hampshire and he says it's great to be in Ohio." No, you're in New Hampshire. That happens to him all the time. Hasn't happened to me yet. You know, when that happens, there's nothing you can do to make up for it. You might as well just walk off the stage because the speech is in the stage.
Then came the storytelling. Trump gave his version, it was a long one, of his visit to West Point a few days ago in the hot sun. What did they say to him before the speech?
They said to me before the speech, "Sir, would you like to salute each cadet, each single cadet, or maybe they'll be in groups of two. Would you like to salute like this?" Yes. "Like this. Almost 600 times, you know what that is? Let me tell you, you do that 600 times, you go home and you say, it's like a workout without a weight, right?"
I know that feeling, but it's not from saluting. And after the speech, he's being baited. He's being baited.
"I made a big speech. I sat for other speeches. I'm being baked. Being baked like a cake." "I said, General, there's no way I can make it down that ramp without falling on my ass, General. I have no railing." "It's true."
It's all about the railing. So there he was walking down those steps. I wonder, what did he then say to the First Lady?
To our great First Lady, I said, let me ask you a question.
These declassified documents reveal the extent to which the FBI views the FISA spy warrant system. I don't know if you remember, but back in the spring of 2016, the FBI
these
was in a
commercials run. Need to
was
end.
It that good, the speech that I'm trending number one to the No, they don't even mention the speech. They mention the fact that you may have Parkinson's disease.
Then he talks about the criticism he gets from holding his water glass. His reasoning, simple. He doesn't want to ruin his silk ties. You know, it spills down onto your tie and it doesn't look good for a long time, if ever.
Taking water and it spills down onto your tie. It doesn't look good for a long time.
Right, that funny,
frankly,
guys.
The tie is never the same. So I put it up to my lip and then I say, because I don't want it left just in case. And they gave me another disease.
Another disease. That's the line. So we're back to the rallies. Are we so lucky he's president?
Yes.
You are so lucky I'm president. That's all I can tell.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He loves to cavort on Special Report. Washington Times opinion editor and Fox News contributor Charlie Hearn. Hair's looking good. She's so southern, she's sleeping.
You know what, guys? You know, society is changing. And changing very fast. You know, there was a time I was proud to be in society. I'm proud to be an American. I was proud for my country. I was proud for a lot of things. You know, and as time grew on, as I got older, my views about things has changed. The things I've seen in life has made me change my views. You know, there's just so much shit going on and my views keep changing every day and the government just keeps crumbling and crumbling. But I got us another video. This is more interesting. It's about Black Lives Matter movement that is still going on till today. I want to do an update on that. So here's my update as soon as it starts.
Lord.
And to let everybody know, this stuff happens in my hometown, I'm going to step up and go and put it in my podcast and let everybody hear it live. You know, guys, this is crazy. They're arguing. It's crazy. That was a Mexican telling a white guy if he didn't have any money, he didn't need to talk to you.
Trying to get in and protesting against it, and so the police ended up just closing the gate entirely and locking it. So now that it's been for a while,
and if you got children listening, you may hear things that children don't need to hear, so I cover ears or let them go to another room.
Trump supporters were going into the rally grounds by the thousands. I would guess probably 10 or 20,000 peacefully went through this alley into the Trump rally festival grounds and then later on to be into the box center. But a bunch of left-wing agitators, protesters showed up, BLM protesters and the like. They started chanting F Trump, Black Lives Matter, and they blocked off the entrance to get in. Well, this caused a bunch of chaos. They were stopping people from entering. The cops decided to shut the gate and then bar it. And then they reassessed the scene and basically cleared out the alley, started letting people in by 10 to re-enter the venue or enter the venue because the left-wing agitators were stopping them. So now, basically, you see the police behind me have formed a line here. They formed a line over there. And you had Refuse Fascism and Black Lives Matter protesters box in police and Trump supporters in this alley. And so that's pretty much what is going on right now. And I just wanted to show the audience what is happening. So
another event ruined
by leftists, another event ruined by mainstream media, Democrat mobs.
If you want to see the video, it's on InfoWars.
And so far, I've only seen two of
those new videos. It should be the first one.
But for me, if you're stopping someone's right to peacefully assemble, then you deserve an arrest. But right now, people are slowly trickling back into the arena as the protesters are getting bigger, more violent, and more agitated. So things may amp up here, and the police are ready for anything.
No justice, no peace, is what they say. Guys, you know, this shit is just endless. It just keeps going and going and going. You know? These guys work real hard to get the news reports they bring in. And I'm very thankful for Alex Jones and all his workers that put this shit together, that with me being part of the resistance, I'm going to get the news out by playing some of their stuff on my show, you know. I'm not trying to copy anything or anything. I just want to get the word out. That's all I'm doing, Alex, is getting the word out, bud. That's all you got to worry. I'm just trying to help get that word out better. This one little podcast could be the littlest thing, but could blow up one day and help you out so much, too. So, let's see. You can close America reality, too. Let's see what that's all about.
I want to thank everybody for coming out here today. I've got good news. America is waking up. Economic shutdown that is meant to destroy this country. America is waking up to the economic sabotage that the Democrats and China have unleashed on our country. I'm also happy to report that clearly America has woken up, given these people behind me.
My choice. My body, my choice.
Have questions
breed is unique to the history of the world right here in the United States of America. And today, in most of America, those constitutional liberties have been completely suspended for the first time in our history for the most of the American people.
Yeah, it has. Damn.
Longer life expectancy and complete loss of quality.
We are the resistance, guys.
The things that make us Americans, that define us as Americans, that make America such a shining light to the world, is precisely what we're being asked to forfeit in this fear panic, this fear porn. Sorry for the shitty quality, it was just the way it was recorded. I couldn't do nothing about that. So, if it didn't sound too good, I'm sorry, guys. I'll try to find better ones in the future.
Allegations that there are some of the people who started some of the break-ins, leaving businesses, were folks outside agitators.
We continue to follow that information, that intel. I'm keeping the mayor briefed on that as we speak. I will just say that it was clear to me, and also hearing from our local community leaders, that many of the people that were involved in the criminal conduct last night were not known Minneapolitans to them. And so, yes, there were certainly people who were involved in the activities last night that were certainly not recognized as being here from the city.
Plan chaos and a question mark.
This is for everybody out there that's trying to use their brains, okay? Before it actually became a riot, the media was calling it a riot.
This is a black guy talking.
There are hundreds of people that are being arrested that have been bussed into Minnesota. They don't even live here. The police commissioner actually said it. The mayor will tell you he don't care. You have 400 years of slavery. Go ahead and destroy everything going on around here. But let me tell you why he's saying that. Oh, these rules are devils. He's saying that because you're not riding on his block where his house is. That's why. It's because you are riding in your own neighborhood and destroying your own neighborhood. All of those targets, I'm pretty sure tons of black folks from that neighborhood work in that Target, and now they're not going to have a job to go to either. With the pandemic already crippling economies and already hurting your area, they already knew this was going to make it worse for you. They're letting you destroy your own homes, and you're doing it willingly. And George Soros is sending people to hell.
That's for them breaking into a Target. Ain't that some shit? Busting the windows and everything.
Well, I'm but those cops will come for you if you're pulling off crap.
These people ain't even scared of the cops. Oh shit.
To get me to break into the Mall of America. They wanted me to break into
the... What?
There's a group of motorcycle riding I'm not even joking.
I'm 10 TV.
Yep, okay. Listen. I'm on a Ninja 300. I kept up with a bunch of Yamaha 650s last night. Okay? They wanted me to break into the Mall of America. I'm Tony Cordes Eklund, Anthony Ocean Cordes Eklund, here tonight. It sounds like some crazy I've been here since... I've been here since the first night, okay? Okay? I'm from here. I'm sad my Target's burnt down. Where am I gonna shop? Where am I gonna get my groceries? Born and raised. Potter Park. I went to South High, Minneapolis. These motherfuckers. I had my motorcycle here last night when this burning down. I met up with a group of motherfuckers. They look like right out of the military. They were all strong and well kept, okay? They were strong. And they
Thank
all knew
that.
I was doing Papa Willie. And they couldn't. I asked for them, tell me where you're from. Ask me your story. Where are you from? I'm from Southside, Minneapolis. They couldn't say a word. I know one of is making a story up, okay? Please get me before they kill me. Because them motherfuckers, I lost my bike tonight. I was on my bicycle. They rolled up in their motorcycles. I recognize each and every motherfucking one of them. Please protect me. I'm Anthony Cordes Eklund, okay? I'm afraid for my life. They came up on me twice. How can you find a one person in a group of 10,000 three times in one night? Okay. I ain't even done yet. Thanks for speaking. What the? These are literal agents. Okay. Out here.
To the state.
Yes. Police. Yes.
And they're riding on
They're National lines. Guard doing Papa Willie's with me all night, trying to get me to break into the Mall of America. I told them. Them.
But they didn't do it.
I told them. Them. Yes. They went to the liquor store last night. They're like, let's rob this liquor store. They
have on, you know, or
they happen to know where all this. One day I was like, let's rob the Foot Locker, okay? These mother know all the targets. They want me to be the bait. I want to give my life. Listen, I'm not trying to get famous. I don't give a about fame or nothing. I'm telling the truth.
Thank you.
See you guys. There's all kind of corrupted shit that goes on in America. You guys in the other countries that are listening to my podcast, you know, y'all want to come here. We want to get out. It's getting bad here. Don't come here. This ain't a place to be. Times are getting rough. Money's getting short here. You know? Before you know it, the dollar's gonna die eventually. I swear it's the way it looks. I mean, if that happens, it's gonna be cashless society. Exactly what they've been planning for years is make this a cashless society. That's been their plans for since the 90s or the 80s. I think it goes way back. if I ain't mistaken. But Alex can clear that up. Yeah, I know he's smart enough to know. I may look up one of his videos back then to show y'all shit he predicted was gonna happen, and it's been happening. So thank you for listening to my podcast. I enjoy everybody that's listening. Thank you. I got up to 203 listeners now, and several different countries are listening now. And it's kind of nice. It's starting to blow up, my podcast is, and it can only blow up because of the listeners. Thank you, guys.